From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Fraternities and sororities are a way many people find their place on a college campus. That's especially true for students in Black Greek organizations, some of whom may be looking for a safe space. Alabama native Ladarian Williams explores this in his new play, Emoja, which premiered last month in Los Angeles. The work follows several Black students who create a new co-ed fraternity at a fictitious, mostly white college in Birmingham. WBHM's Cody Short spoke with Williams about the production.
What is the play Emoja about?
The play Emoja is about six Black students on a predominantly white Christian college campus in the heart of Birmingham, Alabama, setting out to create their very own co-ed fraternity called Emoja. As they're doing that, secrets fly out. A scandal happens on the campus that basically forces them to band together, but also cause a rift in their friendship, and it's going to change their lives forever. Just them creating their own fraternity, their own sanctuary, their own place of just to become and be unapologetically Black on this college campus in Birmingham, Alabama.
Why the focus on Greek life? What is your personal connection to that culture?
I was just really infatuated with the idea of Greek fraternity and Greek life. But when I first wrote the play, I wanted to kind of go at it from a different perspective, because we always see, you know, sororities and fraternities, especially like Black ones, we always see them already established, but we never see them from the ground up. So I was writing it from a perspective of these Black students creating their own that's based in African principles. Umoja is a Swahili word for unity, and it's based in Kwanzaa. And for those who celebrate Kwanzaa, it means unity within the community. So I wanted them to base their Greek fraternity, their sorority, in African principles.
I was actually going to ask you about the connection between people who celebrate Kwanzaa, because I know that the meaning is unity. Was that intentional?
It was very intentional. We do have Black student unions across the country in certain colleges, but when I went to college, we really didn't have one. And the one we did have, like, that's when I first learned about the word Umoja. I was like, what does that mean? And when I started looking it up, and when I started writing the play, I was like, that would be a great name for a group of these college Black kids. And that's what the play, the main theme of the play is. It's about unity, unifying together under this system that was created, that was built against them.
Why did you choose Birmingham, Alabama as the setting for this play?
When I first wrote the play, because I went to college, it was outside of Chattanooga, Tennessee. But as I was rewriting it out here in L.A., I guess my metro hometown is Birmingham, but I'm from a very small town outside of Birmingham called Helena. So just being out here in LA, you know, I never see stories about, if they're set in the South, they're always set like, you know, in Louisiana or Atlanta, but I'm an Alabama boy at heart. So I'm in out here in LA, Hollywood, just trying to do my thing, but I never get to see stories about my hometown. So I decided to set the play in the heart of Birmingham, Alabama, to kind of just give credence to it, to show the beauty of it, to show the poeticness of the South. That was my reasoning to do that. So I hope I, you know, make everybody proud.
I know that the play is premiering in LA, but with the play taking place in Birmingham, are there any plans to bring it here?
Yes, that's one of my biggest dreams, actually, to bring it there. And I forgot to mention, I actually did a reading in Birmingham. It was actually before everything shut down, which was weird, in February 2020. But yes, to fully bring the production, we are planning to bring it to Birmingham, bring it to Atlanta, hopefully, you know, as a playwright, to New York. So yeah, that's my plan, hopefully 2023.
Ladarian Williams, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That was playwright Ladarian Williams. He spoke with WBHM's Cody Short. His play, Emoja, will continue its run in Los Angeles until February 12th.